The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know, research has shown that the global influencer industry is one that's set to reach about $10 billion in size by the year 2022. Research also shows that influencer fraud, like, for example, influencers who pay for fake followers or fake likes, that's predicted to cost brands $1.3 billion just this year alone. Now, did you know that Singapore's influencer market industry has incorporated artificial intelligence to help the search for authentic influencers? Well, Effable AI is an AI-based end-to-end influencer marketing platform that helps marketers find, manage, and measure social media influencers. They're also a locally based technology startup that's backed by SG Innovate, Entrepreneur First, and angels from Google and Microsoft. To tell us more about the role that AI plays in Singapore's influencer marketing industry and how really it can help fight against influencer fraud, in the studio with me is Nisak Shah, co-founder of Effable AI. Good morning, Nisak. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Alit. I'm good. Thanks for having us here.
You're most welcome. A topic I'm quite interested in, this whole influencer. And, you know, for a while, you see a lot of people resistant to it. But really, 5, 6, 7 years on, this is the new norm. How big is this influencer marketing sort of industry here in Singapore?
It's funny you mention it, because if you think about it, influencer marketing is more so a word-of-mouth marketing channel, right? And for decades, I would say, since the 1900s, marketers have been leveraging on celebrities, and these could be celebrities in their own rights, and then celebrities who would act in like movies because they had this kind of an aura or a reach that marketers were trying to reach, right? But with the rise of social media since like the last, I would say, 15 years, when Facebook and Twitter and, you know, Snapchats and TikToks of the world have taken over like a storm, marketers have found a new breed of celebrities, and these are celebrities on social media. And in Singapore itself, influencer marketing, I would say, has become prominent since around 2012, 2013, when bloggers became popular with the content they would post, and then naturally brand would work with them. Right now, it is kind of at a stage where most of the users on social media with, I'd say, above like 5,000 odd followers would fall under the influencer category. There are around 6,000 odd influencers on Instagram alone, right, in Singapore, right, and almost everyone works with a brand or two.
It's interesting how we've moved on so quickly from bloggers being influencers and paid blog posts and whatnot to now just Instagram is your new modeling portfolio.
Indeed, yeah. And you'll be surprised how every day there is a new platform coming up. So now the rise of platforms like TikTok, they are becoming tools and such social media channels where anyone who's popular and who can influence an audience, right, is being working with brands to do influencer marketing.
I want to talk a little bit about how, or the role that AI plays in Singapore's industry of influencer marketing. How does it all fit in?
Influencer marketing is just another means of word of mouth marketing, sure, right? The only problem or the downside of influencer marketing is, although it is social and digital, it doesn't follow all the norms of what a digital marketing looks like. Okay. So it's not automated. It's super manual. There is no tracking because, well, you know, how do you track word of mouth? You know, how do you track the amount of value that is generated when an influencer talks about a particular product? And there is fraud, as you mentioned, right? When AI comes in, it is in transparency and automation. Sure. It brings in the transparency in terms of who are the right audience that is being reached through an influencer. Is the audience authentic or not? And tries to automate a lot of the process that goes into working with the right set of influencers.
Sure. So I understand it from digital marketing, where the companies or the bosses, they like to see the audience reach, the demographics of the audience. That's a little bit difficult, especially when you're employing various forms of analytics. Would you say that this is going one step further than just simple analytics?
Indeed. I think within influencer marketing landscape itself, when a brand marketer works with an influencer,
sure,
apart from the audience demographics, what they're also interested in is trying to identify the sentiment of the audience? Are they reacting positively or negatively to any kind of content that an influencer uploads? They are aware about brand safety. Okay. So can the influencer harm the brand's image, or does it align or not align with the brand's image to the audience? And does the influencer have the right set of authentic followers and authentic engagers on their content?
Yeah, because it could be followers from Ukraine or something like that.
And you'd be surprised that followers from Brazil and Russia and Bangladesh are a huge chunk of people who follow influencers, even in Singapore.
Nisarg Shah, co-founder of Effable AI, in the studio with me. Actually, Nisarg, a curious question, just to take things back a little bit. What were some of the reasons that your company decided to incorporate AI into influencer marketing? Was it really a case of trend or just standing out in that sense?
It was not the case of trend, because when we first built out our platform, we did not incorporate AI. And when we actually spoke to a lot of our potential users, one of the things we realized was missing was intelligence in the space.
Right.
Because the space is so manual, it is flooded with agencies who manage influencers, and they bring a lot of value to the ecosystem. But at the same time, there was no intelligence around it. So if you imagine how Google AdWords also shows you the metrics and all the analytics in terms of the reach of a Google ad campaign, there was nothing which would highlight what is going on within this black box of influencer marketing. And the need of the hour was this transparency and was these insights. And that's how we ended up incorporating AI into our systems to bring this transparency into the whole ecosystem of influencer marketing.
In your opinion, Nisarg, and this is just me trying to find trouble a little bit on a Wednesday morning, do you think there are a lot of marketers now, right now, in this present time, still kind of struggling to get into the whole AI space? They're still living in the 90s, old-fashioned marketing, big billboards, big ad campaigns. That's going to work, right? Why should I go on YouTube and put my ad right in the middle of a video instead of at the start? Do you think this still exists? Is there a struggle as the new generation is coming in with new ideas, really based on influencer marketing as well?
This was the case, I would say, in the industry, and has been the case, but there is more awareness now. We see the trend changing.
Sure.
And as we speak to more marketers and when we go to conferences, there is a lot more focus on the newer channels of marketing, like influencer marketing, newer concepts like customer experience, and focusing on like an end-to-end, I would say, online to offline kind of a marketing channel. Okay. And it's changing, and the marketers are adapting to it. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing for us.
Yeah. If you don't adapt, good luck. In terms of measurement, how do you determine the effectiveness in terms of quality of a social media influencer? Is it really the amount of followers or the amount of likes per post? Some people look, they don't decide to like.
Right. I would say one metric which is not the right metric to use is the number of followers, because the number of followers is an easily fake-able metric.
Sure.
And the more the marketers focus on number of followers, the more the fraud.
Okay.
The right metric to note is the actual influence. A social media influencer is an influencer because they have a potential of influencing the target audience.
Right.
And if you actually dug deep, the reason why a marketer works with an influencer is because they have a very niche audience that the marketer wants to reach to. I would say the marketers should focus on measuring how much of their target audience, real target audience, was the influencer able to reach and influence.
So what you're saying, really, there's a lot more work and a lot more data gathering that needs to happen here, because you can buy likes as well. So, for example, I could buy 100 likes for this photo that I put of some product that I bought. Then I have to find out, or if I'm in your shoes, I have to find out this 100 likes, the demographic of the people who like, and out of that, how many people actually caught on and bought the products. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right. And that's where, how do you do it manually, right? You cannot. And that's where, again, as I said, right, AI was need of the hour. It was kind of like the necessity led to an invention. And in this space, which you would think is not so technologically advanced, you'd be surprised how much of data processing, data gathering, and data analytics happens behind the scene to be able to bring these kind of insights to the marketeers when they are able to, you know, make decisions regarding influencer marketing.
Wow. Nisarg, could you share with us the rough costs of a social media
influencer campaign. Say the social media user in particular has about 10,000 Instagram followers. What would a cost for, and how long is the duration of a campaign?
Following on our chat before, right, one of the things we should not look at is the number of followers that an influencer has.
Yeah.
So if the influencer has 10,000 followers or 20,000 followers, mathematically the costs could be different.
Sure.
But as a marketer, you should be looking at what is the audience you're going to reach through this influencer, through a channel of influencer marketing or other channels, and justify the cost accordingly. In Singapore, the cost can vary from, let's say, $100 to a $10,000 per influencer sometimes,
sure,
depending on what exactly you need from them to do. Also here, to support the influencers and the industry there, they are putting in a lot of hard work in creating content. Mm. They're putting a lot of hard work in, you know, engaging with their followers. And for a lot of them, this is a full-time job, right? So their right to ask for the right kind of compensation if the marketer needs them to, let's say, create a video, upload 10 stories, create like 5 posts, yeah, and, you know, sell products to the channel.
And it takes a lot of time. It's not just sitting down there looking at your phone and searching for the nicest photo. Some companies actually hire these guys to work full time for them, right?
Exactly. The kind of, the influencers are influencers because of the content they create. This content is sometimes funny.
Okay.
This content is sometimes engaging. This content is sometimes informative. There are a lot of parenting bloggers who write about how to raise kids. And a lot of moms and dads follow this content to be able to inform themselves. It takes a lot of time, effort, and money to create this kind of a content. So when an influencer charges, let's say, $1,000, it is not for getting, let's say, 5,000 likes. It is for influencing the audience that you want to reach,
right,
and in a very authentic way, because the influencer has spent last, let's say, 5 years building out this audience.
Yeah. I'm getting the impression there's no standard template in terms of engagement rates, like how much per like sort of thing, right?
There is no standard template, that's right.
Okay, what about, and out of a box question here, what about an influencer who's fairly influential? He gets a good engagement rate, but he or she decides to buy additional likes, buy additional followers just to make it look a little bit better. Your AI has discovered that, say, out of the amount of likes he has, half of it is legitimate, half of it actually influences an audience. Is this a turnoff for you guys?
It is a turnoff for us. It is a turnoff for the brands indeed, because yeah, the number of likes do not matter. On our platform, the marketer would be able to see the flag saying, okay, 50% of the engagement on this post is actually fake.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a little different than a boosted post, because when you pay money to Facebook or Instagram to boost your post, you might still get authentic.
That's authentic.
That's still authentic.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't flag that, because, yeah, well, if you pay to a platform to increase the reach of your post, that's, I would say, legit. But if you're buying likes, then our platform would flag it.
Mm. So because that's paying for a legit algorithm to help you out.
Yes.
So every marketing brand would probably be scared to hear that influencer fraud is predicted to cost brands $1.3 billion this year alone. So then, I mean, how does AI help manage this issue? What else can be done? What do you guys at Affable AI do?
So as a first step, what we've done is we've analyzed every social media influencer, or as long as they're public, to be able to figure out if their followers are real or fake, how many of their followers are real or fake, how many of their engagement that they get on a day-to-day basis is real or fake. And we put it out there on our platform and show it to the marketers, right? This is very important to build a trust which is lacking in the whole influencer marketing system, and bring out the much needed transparency in the ecosystem to say, okay, if you work with this influencer, they have around 3% suspicious followers. And using AI, using machine learning, we are able to actually detect fake follower as a fake follower with over 95% accuracy.
Mm.
And you'd be surprised how frequently people buy fake followers in the region to inflate their following. But I think at the same time, marketers are now becoming smarter with technology. They are one step ahead. As the bot providers become more sophisticated,
yes,
marketers are also using tools that incorporate machine learning and AI to be able to detect this fraud.
Would you say then, based on that and based on the help of AI that the influencer marketing business in Singapore or industry in Singapore is something that's sustainable, especially since, you know, going to the second half of this year, even early next year, we're hearing a lot of reports of all this so-called economic slowdown. Maybe we will have a recession, maybe not. Is this something that companies are still looking at based on what you're hearing from the ground?
It's actually only increasing day by day.
Oh, why so?
Again, good for us. But I think the reason why this is happening is, one is maybe because right now the focus of the marketers is to reach millennials. Mm-hmm. And where do you find millennials? Mm-hmm. You find them on social media. How do you reach millennials on social media? You can run Facebook ads or Google ads, but like folks are saturated with these ads. So you need another channel on social, which is not saturated at this point. Mm-hmm. And I think at least this year and next year, influencer marketing is not yet saturated. Okay. And as we progress into the next 5 years, brands will find out more non-saturated ways to reach their followers. But as of now, it is on the rise.
And if I wanted to engage Affable AI, what are the fees I would be looking at?
We will work out something based on requirements of different clients. Some of the clients are SMEs, and we work with SMEs who would want to work with influencers. Some of the clients are big enterprise, like the bigger consumer brands. And then we work out a partnership with them accordingly. We're totally flexible. We're an early stage startup in the Singapore ecosystem, and we're looking forward to working with as many partners as we can.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Nisak Shah, co-founder of Affable AI. Happy midweek Wednesday to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Elliot, for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.